Welcome back to another episode of A to Z Christmas Theme. I am back with my other wonderful three players, here finishing part two of our Chris T-Mass playthrough of a module. If you haven't listened to part one,
don't bother.
What are you doing with your life?
Don't bother. Brendan spent 3 hours on that shit. Fuck him. All right.
Fuck that guy.
Hey, fuck that guy. All right. I am joined. I am your Dungeon Master Sky. Potentially, that's a loose term at this point. Joined with me are our ever-loving players. We got the handsome Coop.
Hey, yo.
We got Onyx.
I've got a bowl full of jelly.
And our Scrooge Raz.
Fuck this shit.
Yep, there it is.
In proper Scrooge fashion.
So, there doesn't need to be a recap. I hope not. You guys thrust yourself through the new portal. Well, into Santa's workshop. This room
Wait.
Is...
Look, if you want a recap, here's the recap. We got hired to kill Santa. We went to the North Pole, magnetic or not. We killed Coldy the snowman. We ate
the
some
blow
fucking
man.
Christmas... The blow man. We ate some Christmas cookies. We went to the reindeer stables for all like 2 seconds and then left them. And then we found a gnome in a cage in the ho-ho holding cells.
I thought we were still in the fucking stables.
Despite all my rage, I'm still
we're not
in a cage.
Oh my god. We're not screwing with the pain deer statue, okay? We're going to come back to that later after we free the spirit of Christmas.
Maybe you should be the tiger lycanthrope.
I'm a deer.
Pussy.
I'm a reindeer right now. Give me a minute.
That was a bad joke.
Ah! Oh my god! Alcohol just splashed in my eye. Oh fuck.
That'll clean it.
It hurts!
Pause for technical difficulties.
No, we're good.
Okay.
Go. Fucking dry more.
I'm still cheery.
I'm still cheery.
Still jolly. Alright, this room is huge. Unbelievably huge. It's a giant stone dome. Almost half a mile in diameter. From halfway up the dome, the roof is enchanted to show stars and the aurora borealis above. Nor a boring Alice. Yeah! The same gentle golden light illuminates rows and rows of small stone altars, all pointed to a circular plinth, which is raised up from the center of the room. At each altar, a gnome sits with a frozen smile on their face, staring blank-eyed towards the center. A wide aisle cuts a path through the endless concentric circles, leading from the portal behind you straight towards the center. A large silhouette is visible upon the plinth, its back to you. It appears to be very fat, very tall, and wearing a huge crown with large bulky robes. What would you guys like to do?
So it's like a quarter mile to this man.
Quarter of a mile to this man, yeah.
What's in between us and the ho-ho holy man?
Oh my god, dude. Really?
I'm drunk.
We know.
I've been drinking Christmas eggnog just to get in the spirit.
There's a bunch of elf tables.
I'm fucking with you. I heard the description.
I didn't. I stopped paying attention at the beginning.
I'm gonna execute my players.
What? No, no big Christmas monologue? No dramatic speeches, just he's sitting there in a robe with his elves. Ooh, what kind of toys is his elves making?
Is his robe closed? Or is this like one of those medical...
They're not
robes?
Making anything. They're basically
Are they
statues.
Making Xbox X?
They're frozen in time. And no, they're
they
not...
need to make more PlayStation.
But is there a PS5 sitting in front of them? And this is why PS5s are not coming out?
Yes.
Because Santa's elves are frozen
this
in time.
This is why every time you try, Walmart is sold out of PS5s.
We need to kill this fucker now.
Yeah. He is facing away from you, so you don't know. And
oh, so his ass
also,
is showing.
You're also a quarter of a mile away from him. He hasn't even seen or noticed you yet. You guys just walked in.
Yeah.
But we see his fat ass because he's huge.
Yeah, right? Santa is thick. It's canon.
Santa it's got a batonga donk.
Okay. Should we try, I don't know, sneaking forward?
Stealthily moving
Oi,
up.
Oi! Santa!
No.
You fucking prick!
Bjorn, like, dives behind one of the tables where the gnomes are.
Santa
We're
does,
here to end ya!
Santa does a slow turn around, his jolly voice booming out. Hello, children. Christmas isn't until tomorrow.
Did you just call me a hoe, you fat fuck?
Whoa, I see you've been naughty. Why don't you come down here for a different present?
Please tell me he pulls out a list and, like, just fucking writes Haruk's name down.
A scroll appears in his left hand and he scribbles the name Haruk. Crooked
Haruk
spine.
Pulls out his flail and his shield. I'll be right back. I need to go sit on a fat man's lap.
You want to get on Tide's back?
Oh, yes. I'm already bare-chested. Quickly, romance novel. Let us go.
And Tide will charge forward to engage in the fight against Santa Claus. While Bjorn, you find a way for us to actually kill this guy, because I'm a little worried.
Me?
Yeah, you're hiding.
A quarter mile away.
Yeah. Figure it the fuck out.
Give me initiative.
Okay.
Figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah,
it might
figure
take
it
fucking
out.
Fucking damn it! I rolled another goddamn natural one for initiative. What the fuck?
Just like last time.
Oh.
My mix and match of rolls tonight are just fucking...
Ugh. All right, Haruk.
Dirty 20.
Beard.
I'm gonna let Haruk utilize mount combat rules for Tide at the moment.
aren't you still on the sleigh canonically? Okay, Beard.
7.
And Tide.
2.
Okay. Okay. Bjorn, or sorry, Haruk, you're first.
So utilizing the mount combat rules, I'm going to use Tide's movement, which just means he doesn't get to move on his turn. Yeah. To go the whatever fast I can go.
120 feet.
120 feet.
That's if I dash.
That's if I dash.
It's if you dash, yeah.
You are a quarter mile away. I feel as if you should be charging this man.
How much is a quarter mile, actually?
I'm Googling that. It's 1,300 feet.
Oh, God.
So, 10 rounds.
How can we hear him?
It's a big dome that echoes. You know?
I swear.
So, Santa's just sitting there like, okay, okay. Holy shit, they really just yelled at me from that far away. This is going to take a while.
They're serious.
Oh, my God.
Haruk used his thaumaturgy to make his voice louder. Anyway, while I'm riding the turbo pony here, I'm gonna pop a couple potions to get my health up.
Okay. Unless anybody really has anything to do, I assume we all dash to move.
Yes, but I do want to heal, so I'm gonna heal some health up here.
Yes.
Since it's 10 turns, let's just warp 6 turns so you guys are about 400 feet away.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if he has 1,000-foot spells.
He does not. He does not.
I think the furthest distance of a spell in this game is like 150 feet.
Hey, he could be a sharpshooter with a magical candy cane rifle. We don't know. A bow can go 800 or something like that.
Yeah. But Santa isn't equipped with a bow.
Like I said, you can
crossbow.
Have a magical candy cane rifle.
Alright, so, with you guys at 400, you guys have taken your potions. Is there any buffs you want to do? Because now we're going to start going turn by turn.
I don't...
Have you been jogging up, Bjarn, this whole time?
Yeah.
So how fast
I mean,
can you
trying move? To, like, be stealthy about it, but, like, it's a friggin' quarter.
He knows mile. You're here. You can dash.
Oh, buddy, okay. Just fly. You don't have the fly spell? You should have the fly spell. You should be flying right now. You should totally be flying.
He does not.
I am not.
You jackass.
You can hop on the sled, and I can say you're within 400 feet, because otherwise you would still be, like, 600 feet away.
Feet away.
Yeah.
What sorcerer doesn't take fly? You are banned from spellcasters, my good friend. Just play fighters.
Oh my god. No, I will remend that, because he played a fighter who didn't have any strength or dexterity.
Coop, I love you, never change.
We love you.
Because I frustrate you, I
you
know.
Special lovable boy.
Alright.
Who at one time looked like Jesus.
Top of the turnover, Haruk, are you gonna do the move and dash?
Yeah, we're dashing on.
Alright.
On the turbo pony.
Okay. So, within 200 feet, does anybody want to do anything?
I will use an action. Oh, a bonus action and cast my spirit weapon.
On him?
Well, it's only like... It's got to catch up.
Put it on the sled.
That doesn't work. It's incorporeal, but...
Put it on the sled.
I'll wait till 100 feet to cast.
All right, 100 feet. Anybody want to do anything?
Well, my spirit weapon.
I cast Firebolt.
Okay, roll me that Firebolt. Spiritual weapon. Doesn't attack immediately.
Firebolt.
Yeah, but I think it's only like 60 feet, isn't it?
Yeah, so you might have to wait till you get a bit closer.
Let's find out here.
Spiritual
weapon.
Roll to hit, Coop. And I assume that the reindeer is still running.
Probably. I feel I'm going to miss. I rolled a 12.
12 does not hit. As it fires off, he has an aura around him. It smashes across it. The wonderful colors of Christmas, purple and light blue, splash forth, directing the firebolt. Alright, you dash. So at this end of this turn, you guys are within 50 feet. You start up. We're going to go through it all again. Haruk, you go first. 50 feet.
Okay, now as a bonus action, I raise my flail in the sky and say whatever stupid fucking words I say in Orcish. And a thunderbolt comes down and fucking mace appears there and takes a swing at Santi. Because it's a mace, it's a spiritual weapon, and I'm a Tempest cleric. That makes perfect sense. And a thunderbolt would strike. But the thunderbolt isn't doing damage. But it's a mace. Because the mace makes noises. Like a hammer, just thunderous.
It's okay, man. You don't have to justify it to us.
Yeah,
I'm glad. That's cool. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. That's a 21 to hit.
That does not hit.
A 21 Holy doesn't hit.
It's Santa Claus. What do you think?
A 21 doesn't hit a fat motherfucker.
It hits roll damage. I'm fucking with you.
He's covered by the holiness of Christy Mass.
He's going to be covered in holes here in a sec.
Dude,
he's actually he's neutral evil.
Whoa.
Lick my fucking 11 Boots. Force damage.
Okay.
That mace smacks into him. And then I jump off. I get use Tide's movement and I jump off with my flail and come down and attack Santa Claus.
Moo.
Okay.
Die, you fat piece of shit. Dirty 20.
He has a lot of anger issues.
That does hit.
Dirty 20 hit. Fantastic. Yeah.
I like how happy Raz is about getting the chance to kill Santa Claus.
Yeah. That's 9 magical flail damage as I smash it into his face.
Okay.
I ate your fucking cookies, you fat bitch.
Oh, no.
Not my whole cookies.
I drank your glass of milk, too.
There was milk.
Okay. Santa's gonna go next.
Of course he is. I'm about to die, boys.
He's gonna use a legendary action. After your turn, he's going to launch a gnome missile.
He is dwarf tossing?
At Beard.
At me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get pelted by a gnome.
That hits. You're gonna take 11 bludgeoning damage as Santa telekinetically launches a gnome working on a project at you, and it slams into it and explodes. And then it's his turn. So you're gonna take 2 cold damage. Haruk, does the sword take damage? I can never remember.
No.
Okay. So you do have to make a con save or concentration check.
For what?
For spiritual weapon?
Yeah.
Not concentration.
No, it's not concentration. It just lasts a minute.
Holy shit, yeah. That's strong. Okay.
That's what makes spiritual weapon such a good second level spell to take.
And he's going to smack. Yes.
Santa has now become Russian like in that one movie.
All of his fucking frosty guys become Russian.
He hits. That's going to be...
Does he?
Dirty 20.
Okay.
I know your AC is 19, so...
Sure is.
So he hits for... 20 bludgeoning damage as he throws his belly into you, slamming you. And wobbling his belly like a bowl full of jelly as it smashes into you. And then he's going to...
Make a dex save.
Flow, okay. Nat 20.
Well, doesn't matter. He still takes damage.
Okay.
So that's 12 damage. So half to 6. As lightning bursts out and cracks into him, and he gets pushed 10 feet away from me.
Okay, he zips, in front of, Tide, appearing with a floral of that, and he's going to, use naughty or nice, and...
The fuck does that do?
A burst of necrotic energy echoes about from him, and you take 10 psychic damage.
Ow.
And he's... that's his turn. Okay. What a turn. Bjorn.
Blow your load, buddy.
Pardon?
Blow it. Blow your load.
Blow my load.
This is the big bad.
No, yeah, totally. But, like... damn it, I would have loved to use something like Shattered, but it's like everybody is in the way.
It's only a 10-foot radius.
You still have your flaming crossbow bolts.
Mm-hmm.
And if you angle it right, it wouldn't hit anybody but Fat Man.
Are you sure?
He moved away from me.
Yeah, but you're like right beside Tide.
No, I'm not.
No.
He jumped away from
I
me.
I jumped off Tide.
Mm. Yeah. You're all good to do whatever you want, bud.
All right, I'm going to try to cast Shatter as a... Can you cast Shatter as like a third level spell?
Yeah, it does 4d8.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. I wasn't 100% sure, though. Yes, I will do that, trying to angle it away.
But he's going to use his legendary resistance to succeed, so he's going to take half.
Damn it. So half would only... Oh, God, I rolled really low. Half would only be 9 damage.
Okay. It's the rattle of the earth shatters below, and he kind of stumbles a little bit. We move to... Unless you have a bonus action you would like to use.
Not everything I got is an action.
Also, don't forget about your meta magic.
My what?
Your meta magic.
Oh, no!
Well, I know about Wild Surge, but what the hell is meta magic?
Roll on the Wild Magic Surge table, by the way.
Why?
Yes. You didn't roll a 1.
Oh.
Aren't I supposed to roll afterwards, and then if that's...
Yeah, I could ask. I didn't ask for it.
Yeah.
I have to ask, because I don't want his Tides of Chaos to go off, because he hasn't used it at all.
I just want the Wild Magic to go off.
Yeah, I'm looking. You don't have any Mana Magic, so we're going to have to skip by that. All right.
Oh, my God.
Okay, your bonus action, sorry.
6 levels. We've been through 6 levels with this
technically character. Only 4.
Oh, my God.
I love you, Coop. Never change.
Anything you want to do as a bonus action, or are you all good?
No, I'm good, apparently.
We love you. Don't ever change. All right. We go to the bottom of the turn. Initiative is Tide Sandow as a reindeer.
Okay. So reindeer Tide Sandow is going to leave Santa's attack range.
You start your turn within his range, so you're going to take 5 cold damage.
Ow.
And you're going to leave?
Take an attack of I'll take an attack of opportunity.
Watch that.
He'll miss. That's only 13.
Oh, thank God for 14 on a giant elk. And then I'm going to get... Tide's going to get to a certain distance so he can charge Santa.
Okay.
Charge attack. Yeah. So 11 plus 6 is 17. And I'm going to use that point of inspiration that we got from the cookies. 20 to hit.
Yeah, that hit.
Okay, so Santa is going to take 46 magical bludgeoning damage. Because at this level, Moon's Circle of the Moon druids get magic attack for their B shapes. 4, 9, 10, 14, 18 points of magical bludgeoning damage. And I need Santa to make a strength saving throw.
A strength check?
Strength saving throw.
Okay, he has a +7 to this. What's the DC?
Yeah. 14.
Yeah, he passes.
Damn you, Santa.
Hard to knock a big fat man around.
He is not knocked prone.
Okay.
So. Okay. And that's Tide's turn.
Haruk.
All right. Well, Haruk points his finger and the spirit mace goes flying towards Santa. How far away is Santa? It's only 20 feet, right?
20 yeah.
Feet, something like that. Yeah. Flying towards him and takes a swing. I had 23 to hit.
Yep.
For 10 force damage.
Okay.
Cracks in the back of his head. And then Haruk just slides his mace or his flail around his neck, raises his hand to the sky. How big is this area? It can fit a 100-foot rain cloud, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. 60-foot rain cloud, sorry. The 60-foot dark rain cloud appears over Santa. And as Haru pulls his fist down, this bolt of lightning smacks into him. He needs to make a dex save.
16.
Santa Claus
takes 3d10.
We'll take 3d10 damage when I find another d10. That's 20 lightning damage, but of course he passed, so half. But I'm going to push him 10 feet away from Tide. Because every time I do lightning damage, I can push him.
Where are you pushing him, towards you or away or through Tide?
To Tide's left.
Okay. All right. At the end of your turn, he's going to launch a no missile at you because you're hurting him the most. That's a 19 plus 7 is 26.
No, totally misses. I have enchanted plate mail plus 10.
That's a Pathfinder thing.
Oh, wow. That's min damage. You take six bludgeoning damage. And then on his turn, he's going to swirl over to you. So he flashes his cloak and appears right beside you, Nani. And he's going to attempt to lock eyes with you. Give me a charisma saving throw.
Who? You should have a good one of those.
Should he? He's a cleric.
Yeah, wisdom and charisma are my saving throws as a cleric.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 24.
Okay. Beauty.
Stare into Santa's eyes. I'll give you the extra thick eggnog.
Barely passes. All right, so now it is Bjorn's turn. You could just cast Magic Missile at like a level 3.
That's a guaranteed hit.
What spells do you have?
His level 3s are really bad, but that's okay. His second levels are all kind of situational. But his first levels are really solid. So.
Oh my god. Yeah, his first level spells are just like these really badass.
That's okay. I would recommend probably either Magic Missile at a level 3, or you can just do it at a level 1 too.
Do the Witch Bolt.
Oh, you gotta be so close for that, though.
Yeah. You'd be within 30 feet.
I was about to say, I'm pretty close to him right now.
Not true. He warped back to the altar on top of Haruk.
Damn it, I don't know what to do. You know what? I have 1/3 level slot left. I might as well use Magic Missile at 3rd level.
5d4.
Plus 5.
You could roll it in chat if that's easier than rolling actual 5d4.
It might be. Oh, come on. All right, 14.
14 damage.
You didn't add the... Yeah, you did. Oh,
I did. God. Yeah, that is 3 nat ones there.
That's terrible.
All right.
It'll be real useful, this combat.
That's okay. Anything else you would like to do, or are you good?
No, I'm okay.
All right. Give me a wild surge check. Just roll a d20.
9.
Okay. It goes up to 2. Now it is Tide's turn.
Okay, so Santa teleported away from Tide to Raz. So does that mean Tide is no longer in Santa's range?
Yep.
Charge again!
Okay.
So Reindeer Tide maneuvers around again and charges at Santa after he eats a quick cookie. Actually, what does it take to eat a cookie?
It's a full action to eat the cookie.
Ah, damn. Somebody feed me cookies as I charge Santa Claus. Yeah, miss.
Okay.
And a miss. And I try again. And a miss.
You jump into Santa and he grabs your antlers and he tosses you down. Don't make me one of your... Make me make you a pain, dear. That's all I think you could do unless you want a bonus action shift out. Okay, I'm going to assume that's a no. Haruk, you take 6 cold damage at the start as your turn starts.
Okay. So, Peruk's gonna hold his fist up again as he channels the lightning and smacks it into Santa Claus. He needs to make another freaking dex save.
He's gonna use his last legendary resistance.
Okay, that is 19 damage.
Okay. Craft.
Push him 10 feet away.
Okay.
Which means I'm going to move 40 feet back.
He's a opponent. You'd have to hop over the altar.
Why?
Because it.
I could push.
Yeah, you can push him away, but if you're going to move 40 feet back, you're jumping over the altar.
Oh, how big is the altar?
Pretty big. You'd have to give me an athletics or an acrobatics check.
How the hell did I get over the altar in the first place?
You didn't.
You jumped off me.
He's on this plinth, right, which has an altar in front of him.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you guys are down an aisle of tables, basically. So.
Yes.
Then I'll do an athletics check.
Okay. This would put you out of sight of Santa, just so you're aware.
Out of sight.
This is very confusing.
The plinth rises high, so if you're hopping, you're hopping down. Like, you're hopping down, like, almost 5 to 10 feet.
I can't move 30 feet away from him in any other direction.
You could move back towards him. Past him. It's a hallway, dude. Unless you want to start hopping on tables.
I mean, in theory, everybody is frozen on it, so.
And some gnomes have been launched at your companions.
How far is the drop?
10 feet. I'm not going to make you take fall damage, though.
Okay, well, it was a 17 for athletics.
You hop over the edge of the altar and you slam down onto the floor.
Okay, then as a bonus action, I'm going to grab one of the potions off my belt and quaff it.
Okay. The end of your turn, he's going to... you push him 10 feet, right?
Yeah.
So you'd be 10 feet behind, okay.
Tied?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, he's going to use naughty or nice, so you're going to take...
Is that like his weapons?
Nope.
No, it's
his... It's a burst spell. You're going to take 8 damage.
Ow.
Psychic damage. And then his turn's going to start. And he's going to walk up to Tide, and he's going to smack with his belly.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt.
Belly rump.
There we go. There's all. This will more than likely knock you out of elk form. He crits you for 28 bludgeoning.
Yeah, I'm out of elk form.
And then as you come back into regular, he's going to... Does he want to launch a gnome? Or does he want to control you? What does he want to do?
Launch the gnome. Launch the
gnome. He's going to try to control you. Give me a charisma saving throw.
Fuck. Went off my damn table. 6.
Hey, I got somebody. You are forced to take an attack move or cast a cantrip at a target of Santa's choice on your turn. So with you controlled, Santa moves the rest of his turn towards Bjorn. He's got 40 speed of movement, so he just kind of... Hey, he's moving real fast towards you. Bjorn, it's your turn. Santa's not within melee. I'll say you're about 50 feet away, so...
15?
50. He's about 10 feet away from you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to get the hell out of Dodge and kind of move back at my 30 feet so that I stay the hell away from him.
What spell would you like to cast?
Yeah. Would that move me up to the altar or over the altar or what?
You could skate by him pretty easily if you really wanted to. But that would also make you move past Tide. Mm-hmm. Or you could just back up kind of, you know, the 1,000 feet towards the entrance and keep playing the distance game.
Yeah, I think I'll do that.
Okay. So you're, we'll say, 40 feet away from him.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm just going to... Yeah, I'm going to cast Witch Bolt at him then.
Okay.
Roll. Do you have to be within 30 feet for that?
Shit, I do, actually.
You could just, yeah, you could only move 20 feet away and cast
I would rather be further away from him than closer, so I'll just switch to Magic Myth style.
+3d4 I hear those d4 slapping on the paper.
They don't roll. That's what makes this hilarious. So that's 8 damage.
Oh, can't see. Okay. Well, he's looking pretty injured. But it is Tide's turn.
So, an attack or a cantrip?
Yes, but I could also choose if I really wanted to.
Really? Not a lot on my table in terms of attacks and cantrips.
Yeah, considering you're a fucking moon druid.
I could throw a stone at him.
You have Tidal Wave. Add...
That's not an attack. That's a spell.
Depends if
attack move
it.
Or cast a cat. Okay, yeah, so I guess a cantrip. I guess
I love, but you can't attack and move. It's attack, move, or
yeah,
but I guess
so produce flame or
do druid crap, find the weather.
yeah, this was a bad move, but whatever, I guess a turn from you out of the way. I guess you cast produce flame.
Natural one.
Okay, and this is
so. And I'm on Santa's side, so I just throw it at Santa.
Yeah. Such hatred.
Holy shit!
For the naughty or nice man. All right, Haruk, it is your turn.
So I cannot see Santa.
No, you are out of loss.
But Coop can see Santa.
Yes.
I went the other way.
But you're down the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Did I not jump off the thing and head down the hallway, or did I go the other direction?
You went the other direction.
It's like this. This is Santa's thing. You went this way. Santa's gone this way to be hurt.
It's all very confusing, but okay.
How? I just drew it.
Sure.
All right.
So I'm behind the altar.
Yes.
What else is behind the altar?
A large half quarter of a mile to maybe a room in the back.
So it's the exact same fucking thing.
Yes.
And this altar is a giant circle.
Yes.
So if I move out 30 feet, I can see Santa.
Probably.
I'm going to move out 30 feet.
Okay, so you are now 60 feet away from Santa?
Well, how big was the altar?
It's about 10 by 10. So if you move farther this way and Santa's still over here, that's still a 60-foot difference. Cassanta did move 30 feet towards Bjorn.
Cassanta's not on the altar.
No.
He is away from the altar.
I'm going to jump back up the altar.
Okay, give me an athletics check.
17.
Okay, you hop back up on the altar.
I see Santa Claus.
Yes.
Okay, as a bonus action, I move my freaking weapon. Can it reach him?
Movement of 40?
20.
Gets about halfway.
Okay. Herok raises his hand again and calls down lightning on Santa.
Okay. He fails.
Good. He's a dick. I don't like him. He fails?
Yeah.
I burned my fucking Child Divinity to 30 lightning damage to him.
Is that your last Child Divinity?
Yep.
Excellent. Now I can really have fun. As Santa gets shuddered from the full damage, he falls to his floor wobbling like a big full of jello. Belly full of jelly. And the crown slams onto the floor, uprooting itself from his control. And a creature rises up from the altar right behind you. And using our same initiatives, I'm just going to roll a new one.
So am I out of the control scheme?
Yeah. You used your one turn and you're no longer dominated. Okay.
Just like looked down. Why did I produce a flame?
Cool. So, with that, your turn is done as this creature rises up of pure essence, looking like an old eldritch abomination, almost like a ghost. Your turn, I guess, is over unless you want to move away.
Oh yeah, I want to move away.
Okay. Then it is Bjorn's turn.
So, Santa's no longer an issue then, I take it?
Santa's like... very dead.
Ah, okay.
Well, I don't know. I'll make a death save here. If you guys really want to attempt to save him. Oh my god. It's a 15. He's still alive. So you're about 40, I think 40-ish feet from the altar.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think you actually move farther. I think you're 60.
I think I'm
feet
more
from
like 60 feet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Bjorn's just going to basically like yell at Herok, like, watch out behind you, and then like fire a firebolt at the thing.
Okay.
And that would be, stop rolling away from me. That would be 23 to hit.
Yes.
Six damage. Fire.
Okay. Anything else you would like to do?
No, I think I'm set right now. Being
all right
back here is just fine for me.
Okay. The altar's gonna go at initiative of three.
What the fuck?
Fantastic.
How far can how far did Herok move?
20 feet away from it.
Perfect. That's a tentacle whips out and attempts to slap you.
Oh no. I've seen this before.
No, 13 won't hit. So it will snake
bounce
your boot.
Off my shield.
Snake your boot. Okay. Then it is going to
me?
No, it makes two attacks.
Oh.
It's gonna do it again.
Druid guy, you should heal me.
22 to hit.
You should definitely heal me.
See, there's a big problem that I don't have ranged healing spells.
So come up and far. Touch me.
So you take.
You're far away.
I'm on the altar.
It's too far away from me.
Actually, you were on the altar.
Actually, you guys are very close.
I was about to say, you should be close. I should be the only one who's far away.
Come up and stroke my chest.
Okay. So you're going to take 11 psychic damage and give me a DC 12 dexterity save.
Yeah, I pass.
Okay, perfect. Now it is Tide's turn.
Do you also have healing magic on yourself, Raz?
I'm blowing with all my fucking spell slots to do damage.
Okay.
I have healing word, so I have enough to get somebody back up, but that's it.
Okay. Then it seems it is time that Tide looks at the situation around. He's like, oh, bruh. This is, like, really bad, bruh. I think it's time we get a little more power to save Christmas. So, real quick. When Santa went down, the evil spirit that was possessing Santa left.
In essence. This is correct. In essence. It's now on an altar.
Okay. I'm thinking really hard on this one.
The crown's still on the ground, too. Yeah.
Oh, Santa had a crown on his head?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Grab it, put it on your head.
Don't do that.
Oh, boy. Nah, you'll be fine. Oh, God. Tide is going to cure wounds, third level Santa Claus. Oh, boy.
Why are you saving Santa Claus? He's going to pick it up and put the crown back
15,
on.
17.
Wait, you're healing Santa Claus?
Yep. Yeah.
He's healed for 21 health points. As Tide looks upon the fat man, he will say, I still believe in the power of Christy Moss. We need your help, Santa.
What the fuck are you doing, you fucking bored jockey?
I believe in the power.
I believe in his power to kill us.
Holiday spirit.
I believe in the holiday spirit. My hope is that the crown was what was possessing Santa.
I know.
And that
no,
Saint
that's
Nicholas
that fuck put it on.
Gets his wits back about him.
Santa has, I guess, entered the fray again. We will see which side he's on.
God, I hope I get on the nice list for this. And then I'm going to bonus action use a greater healing potion. Actually, now I'm good.
Can I put tiny Santa hats on all of you?
I don't know. I am going to bonus action cast magic stones, though.
Okay.
So.
Putting tiny Santa hats on all of you.
No!
What?
Okay.
As the music gets louder.
Very copyrighted. Okay, your end of your turn. Haruk.
Is thoroughly confused.
Keep up the good fight, Haruk.
What
I'm saving
you
Santa.
Why?
I'm saving Santa.
So I call lightning down on Santa and Tom.
No! Don't! Call lightning on the fucking altar!
First time I ever heard you angry.
Cause I am. Cause just do it.
So Santa and Ty need to make dex saves.
You idiot!
He's taking control of our friend.
All right, what am I taking saves for?
Oh my dex! God damn it! Pass. Fuck you.
The creature got a 14.
Just Santa.
Oh, just Santa?
You thought I was joking?
Santa got a 14 as well.
So that you beat it? Or does he fail?
I don't know. What's your spell save?
14.
Then he passes. Passes. Fuck you.
Okay. That's fine. Fuck you. Don't bring back Santa.
Fuck you! Santa is the wind condition! I can feel it in my bones!
21 damage.
Oh. So halved.
How much HP did Santa have?
21, because I healed him for that much.
Okay, so he's back at 11.
10. Oh, no, 11. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay, is there anything else you wanted to do?
Maybe.
I move my spirit weapon towards Santa.
Damn it.
I mean, it can make it there.
I'm gonna keep healing Santa.
Then you can just go. I move my fucking weapon towards Ty. He is clearly taken over.
You can just go fucking die to the altar for all I give a shit.
This is not how I thought. I'm this trying to go. Save you, my friend. You're under his spell.
All right, make, I guess, an attack with your sword.
Dirty 20.
Hits.
For 6 force damage.
Cool.
Okay, set it.
And I jump off the altar.
You're not near the altar.
Oh, I thought I was.
No, you're 20 feet away from the altar.
Right, I move another 30 feet.
So you're going to get an attack of opportunity from Santa.
I'm so confused.
Well, he's not near Santa.
Yes,
I'm
he
not
is. Near Santa.
No, he used a spiritual weapon to attack Santa.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't attack Santa. The spiritual weapon attacked
him. Okay. Well, he attacked me with a spiritual weapon.
Okay. Very well. You move 30 feet away. Okay.
Santa, we need your help.
Santa is going to heal you for a d4.
Yeah!
You get 3 HP, and then Santa's going to go attack the creature.
Fuck yes.
He's going to attempt to body... He's going to launch a gnome at him. But Santa will miss as a gnome flies off into the distance and explodes half a mile away. Bjorn.
Why does Santa still, like, sacrifice his gnomes if he's good?
Yeah! He's an evil fucker!
Good lord.
Because the gnomes are made of Christmas magic.
That's what you'd like us to believe.
Bjorn, what are you doing?
It's
a goddamn mess.
How far away am I from the altar again? 60 feet?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to cast Shatter then on this creature on the altar, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
attack Santa Claus!
It's a nat 1. We need to kill it too. It's going to use its legendary resistance to pass.
Damn you, son of a gun. 6. And it's just the base damage. I don't add anything to it, right?
Correct.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, 12 damage then.
Okay. Remember, you could also... You have sorcery points, so if you want to get back spells, you can at this level, because you should have 6. Yeah, so you could, yeah. I think, get back a third. At this, yeah, you could use 5 of your total to get back another third level spell if you wanted, or you could use 3 to get back a second if you wanted to, since you don't have any meta magic.
You know, I will actually spend 5 of those to gain back a third level spell.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Back into it. The altar. A little chuckle appears from it, and it's going to...
From the altar?
Yes. It's going to grab a hold of Haruch with a mage hand. It's going to lift you up and drop you.
A mage hand?
Yes.
What the fuck?
This mage hand can hold up to 200 pounds.
I'm heavier.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, then give me a DC 14 intelligence save.
Thick.
15!
Nice. All right. So you're only going to get pushed for 2 damage, psychic damage. And then it's going to slap Tide with a it would attack Tide because you're healing.
Tentacle attack.
It will hit, I believe, on a 21.
Yes.
Okay. That's pretty low. It's good. 10 damage. 10 psychic damage is 10, and I need a dex save. DC 12.
Dex save, DC 12. That's an 8.
Ooh, you are
knocked prone.
Knocked prone. As the tentacle grabs your leg and throws you on the ground. Okay. Tide. You take 3 psychic damage as you stand up.
Okay. Tide is going to move to Santa. As he goes, I believe! And he's going to cure wounds 3rd level again on Santa.
Heal yourself, you... Okay.
Fuck that! I'm saving Christmas! All Christy right. Mons!
Heal Santa.
Hey, plus 4. 12 points of healing back to Santa Claus.
Okay.
And then I'm going to drink a potion of greater healing as a bonus action.
Okay.
So.
Herc, it's your turn.
Haruk, the pyre is a concentration of just pure naughtiness. Bro, you gotta destroy it.
But the fat man.
We'll deal with it later.
You could have left him dead. Because we'd already dealt with him.
Look, he's fighting the altar.
Of course he is. Fine. He pulls his hand up and strikes the altar with lightning.
Okay.
He needs to make a save.
I think it should automatically fail because it's a stationary target. But
because it's a dex save? Yeah.
I don't know, it's a 5 anyway, so it fails. It's not going to use the anything.
Just saves because it just moves a little bit.
What? It's 17 lightning damage.
Okie dokie.
And then I push it 10 feet!
It can't be pushed.
Oh.
You push into it 10 feet.
Alright.
I move my spirit weapon towards the altar. Okay. Can it get there?
Yeah, because it was just attacking Tide.
Okay. Make it smack the altar. You better be right about this! 14?
14 does not hit.
Okay.
Alright. Santa's turn. He's going to use Naughty or Nice, so you heal 2 health, and the creature takes... 15. So Tide, you heal 2 health from the Naughty and Nice, and then he's going to attempt to body slam. Oh, it's a 19 plus bonuses.
He's up there, Snorlax.
For 26 damage.
Yeah!
Max damage. As Santa slams his belly into this thing after just chanting a Naughty or Nice spell. And then he looks back at Haruka and goes, you could end up on an ice list too if you just be a little more...
Shut up, fat man!
Okay.
I'll deal with you after this altar!
I will prepare to deal with you too, young man.
Or already killed you once.
Oh, no, you kind of just knocked me out. Okay, it is Beard's turn.
Good lord, what is going on anymore? Are we saving or destroying Christmas? I don't know. I don't know who to trust.
The Grinch hath come!
You can trust that Obama is an alien.
This is true. Yeah. Been fact-checked and everything, right?
Yes.
I mean, Mark Zuckerberg's a lizard man.
Yeah.
Or a robot.
Oh, yeah.
Whichever theory piques your interest.
Honestly, he looks really weird. I can believe the lizard man thing.
All right.
Terrifying.
Let's finish this.
Fucking weird looking motherfucker.
Oh my god. Right. How am I gonna write music for this without copyright?
That's a good question.
So like just the jingle bell sound is copyrighted.
Coop, I believe in you. Kill this thing.
You also have inspiration, so you could, I mean, just blast it with another fucking magic missile.
I mean, I was thinking.
I'm just saying, magic missile or witch bolt at third level.
Witch bolt at third level only does 3d12 and then does a d12 every turn after that. 5d4 immediately, and then it could just blast it with witch bolt next turn. Witch bolt is not a good ability to level up or use an extra spell slot. If Witch Bolt did what spell slot you expended every time, that'd be incredibly good. But
that'd be baller.
Yeah. 2d12 every turn. Easy peasy, but no. Yeah. I would do a magic missile personally. Because at max damage, that's what, 25 damage?
With, what is that, 5d4?
5d4.
Plus 5. Yeah, that's pretty much what I was planning on doing, so yeah, I'll do that. Now, the only question is, am I rolling or using the auto roller?
I trust your dice.
I do. So that's 18 damage.
Okay. These 5 missiles fly into it. Okay. The creature's turn. It is going to 100% try to double smack Santa.
No!
Yes!
It's fine. He can dodge, right?
It hits Santa twice.
Oh, God.
See, he's an expert at dodging.
22 HP.
Isn't it 22 plus like the 10?
He has 23 HP.
Oh.
So he takes 13 and then Santa drops again. 8 plus 4 is 12.
So yeah, fat man!
Oh wait, it did enough damage to knock him out.
Yeah. Damn it. Two tentacles slam together, squishing Santa, and you hear a pop as he falls down to the ground unconscious.
You said it only did 13 damage?
13 and 12, 25.
Oh, okay.
Haruk. Oh, no, Tide. Sorry.
Third level cure wounds on Santa!
Okay. Oh my god, how many do you have?
This is my last one.
It's worth it. 16 HP. Back to Santa.
Okay.
And then, yeah. 13 HP back to Santa.
Okay. He's looking pretty good as he puffs back up.
Not 13. Jesus. 16 back to Santa.
Yeah. Herrick. I guess you have a bonus action. Do you want a bonus action into an animal?
Not yet.
Just a heal bot? Okay.
Yep.
Haruk.
Because I can't cast spells in my animal forms.
One last bolt of lightning?
What do you mean, one last bolt of lightning? That thing lasts for 10 minutes. But yeah, he's summoning down a bolt of lightning.
He fails.
Twelve damage.
You're kidding me.
No, but then the spiritual weapon will attack. Twenty-four to hit.
Yeah, tell me how your spirit kills him.
So the lightning hits it. As it's rearing, the spirit weapon just comes in and smacks it. This crash of thunder. that just envelops it as it cracks.
Ah, the creature disappears into the end of the altar. The crown shatters into pieces at your feet.
Yeah!
I walk over to Santa and kill him.
No! Oh. Tide will intervene between Haruk and Santa. Santa, what happened?
Well, Santa's down.
Oh. No, he's up. I healed him back.
Thank you so much. You've all been so nice these days.
Fuck you, fat man!
Except for you, yes. You will be on the naughty list, but I can still thank you for attempting to save my life. The spirit corrupted me from the crowd, and I was forced to make slaves, but I will refix that as he casts magic and the entirety of the gnomes get back to work creating tools. And he says,
"They're still slaves!"
But what?
Upon hearing this, Bjorn like pauses, putting the crown on his head.
Oh, it's destroyed. It's destroyed.
Oh, okay.
Second level cure wound Santa. Yeah. I need more presents.
No, you'd stop
healing
him. I need
more presents.
He gets another 16 HP back. Santa, I'm so glad, like, you're okay, and that's fantastic. I'm glad you were able to help us fight this evil of naughtiness off of your property.
A crash of lightning hits Tide.
Fuck!
It's okay, boy. I think I'll be okay. I just need a bit more time to recover, and then I'll be right as rain for tomorrow.
Awesome.
Here are your gifts to all three of you, even though one of you shouldn't. And he gives Tide.
Yes. I get the bestest of boys.
I can hear you so excited.
I am.
So he gives you a brazier of eternal flame.
What does that do?
It's underwear that is always on fire.
No, it is a never-ending torch. Ooh, look at you. You're fancy. He gave you fire.
It gave you fire underwear.
He actually gives him underwear.
Yes.
That wasn't... Okay.
Wait, he gets a fire bra?
A brazier of eternal flame.
That's, bra. No, bra.
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 A brazier is a torch.
No, that's a brazier. Bra. This is a brazier.
It's so funny.
You get a bra of fire.
Oh, my God.
What does it do?
It's an eternal fire. It's all you get.
It lights his titties up.
Any cool stuff?
What?
Yeah,
besides it always being on fire?
That.
I can't wear clothes.
You got titty fire.
I got titty fire.
Feels like you have a rash.
I can't wait to give this to my wife.
Oh, bro. No.
All her tits are already on fire.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
He gives you some holly of eternal good berries, so you could make good berries every day without expending a spell slot. He gives Bjorn a hat of Christmas. Chris T. Mass, and the hat allows you to gain one spell slot up to third level back per day.
Ooh.
And to Haruk, he gives a polite middle finger.
Fuck you, fat man!
And a fuck you too, my good friend.
Save your fucking holiday.
You tried to kill him, bruh.
Yeah, because he was evil. That's what we got hired to do. Now we won't be paid.
No, we saved Christmas. We're going to get paid.
Nah, he said kill that fucking fat fuck.
We should get a bonus then for saving Christmas and the fat man.
Tapping the snow globe you guys were given, you are teleported back with fart noises back to
God, why?
Quentin's.
What about the reindeer statue?
Office.
Yeah, we want to steal that shit real quick before we go.
All right, you guys get a cool reindeer statue that allows you to summon a pain deer.
Yeah!
It is an evil item, but fuck me, what do I know?
Pain deer statue. Well, Mr. Nutmeg, we saved Christmas, bruh.
No, we failed our mission. He wouldn't let me kill the fat piece of shit.
He gives you guys an extra 250 gold, so you guys get 1,250 gold each.
Yeah! This mission has been very confusing.
Yes, you're telling me.
Haruk does not like this. Too many twists.
That's your fault, you fucking Grinch.
And Haruk doesn't tell Ty that he planted a C4 bomb under the fat fuck's chair.
And that's where we're going to end this episode of the special version of the Z-Team Christmas themed. Thank you ever so much for listening to our Christmas theme. We hope you guys have a wonderful holidays. We'll be opening up our Christmas presents with you guys. We are the Z-Team, not even the backup team. We're not even your F-Team. We're the H-Team.
Last people you thought we would ever save Christmas.
The H-Team. The heckin' Christmas team. with me are my wonderful players this week. I am Sky, your Dungeon Master. You can find me at Twitter at Skylar Carter and Instagram Skylar Carter. And please watch and follow the whole show that way as well. So we got the Z Team on Podbean, Spotify, iTunes. We have a Patreon, which this will also be on. So if you want to donate to the show, you're welcome to. It is the Z Team 5, and we have merch on Teespring. No Christmas stuff this year yet. It is the Z Team 5 as well. Onyx, you got anything?
You can find me under the mistletoe
at
Ready, Set, Roll, the sister podcast I also am on and currently DMing on with the new Divide series. I don't have any really social media stuff. I need to work on that. But other than that, yeah, you can catch me over here, there as well as here. That's it.
Okay. Coop, you got anything?
Nope. Got nothing for you, man.
All right. I get it. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Raz, you got anything?
Yeah, you can follow me over at Twitter at Happy Cow Farms, or I'll be posting as many fucking Christmas unhappy memes as I can. Actually, feel free to post more.
He's changed his name to Grampy. Grampy Cow Farms.
Nah, we're still happy. Just we all hate Christmas over here at Happy Cow Farms.
There's a lot of cows and a lot of hating Christmas. Well, thank you guys ever so much for listening once again. We are the Z Team. We hope you have yourselves a wonderful holidays and take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.